But because we live in a cynical age, I want to kind of come at it from that angle as we begin this morning. We've all heard someone say, what good does prayer do? You know, I've tried it and it didn't work. You know, I tried it. I didn't get what I was asking for. Maybe that means that God doesn't care or isn't there at all. Or maybe I'm doing it wrong. We've all heard people say things like that. Chances are we may have thought the very thing at times. You know, sometimes we ask for things, for good things, things we're sure God would want as well. And when they don't come, we can get disillusioned with God. We can get disillusioned with prayer. And that's at the heart of what our scripture is about this morning. And we need to look at what Jesus says and does in what we're about to read, because we'll find so much help here when we go through tough times ourselves. It's a familiar story. Chances are you've heard it before, the whole cast of characters. Mary, Martha, Lazarus, their brother. Among Jesus' most faithful friends, and here's the background, Lazarus gets sick, really sick. So they send someone to tell him. Jesus is a couple of days away. They get there. They tell him. And what does Jesus do? He waits. He waits. And these are his dear friends. It takes him two more days to get there. And when he arrives, Lazarus has already been dead for 4 days. So just think of that cynical way that Mary and Martha could have felt in that moment when Jesus shows up. We come in at the very last part of the incident here. John chapter 11, verses 38 and following. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odor, for he has been there for days. 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? And so they took away the stone. And then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. You know, when this starts, Martha's mind is filled with questions, right? Why did Jesus wait? How could he let Lazarus die? Sometimes you and I go through matters and we you know, look at them in the myopia of the moment and we think, why? How? And I certainly think of times when Carrie and I were dealing with tough days with our son's addiction. And we thought, we raised him to believe. How could we be going through this? And there's a proverb that says, the end of things, it's in Ecclesiastes, the end of things is better than the beginning. And we saw that by the grace of God. But someone also said that faith is the footfall that finds the rock beneath. You know what a footfall is? I'll go ahead and do this. I can do it without breaking my neck. You know, a footfall is that space right before your foot hits, right? So there is that in-between time. And that's right where Martha was. Didn't Jesus have control over the situation? Didn't he care? You know, we can face these questions when someone we love is hurting, when we're praying about something and nothing seems to happen, and we can't miss Jesus' response. John tells us in verse 38 that he is deeply moved. And verse 33, look at this. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and trouble. The thing that we must not miss here is that when we are hurting, Jesus is hurting with us. He loves us that deeply. And it's hard for us to understand that or to feel that when we're looking at it from kind of a cynical standpoint. You know, it seems that Martha, from her limited perspective, she's thinking Jesus had the power to help all along. And it would seem to her that he doesn't have compassion in that moment, right? That's why I think it's so important that John tells us, John, who's close to Jesus, John, you know, the one leaning on Jesus at the Last Supper, that's John. Jesus is deeply moved in spirit and troubled. So he orders the stone moved away, but Martha has basically given up at this point. And you can't blame her for that. You know, Lord, you don't want to do that. And he's been dead for 4 days. The body would smell. The culture believed also at this time that by that time, the soul would have left the body and all hope of healing is gone. And it seems that Martha just thinks that Jesus wants to pay his respects. She has no idea what's coming. Try to enter into it from her perspective. You know, you don't see the dead rise every day. And then Jesus says these words, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" That's where we need to camp out this morning. If you choose one verse to underline, it's that one. Camp out there for a moment. There's so much happening. If you've read the story, of course you know that Jesus has already told the disciples that Lazarus' sickness will not end in death, but will be for the glory of God. And he had told Martha in verse 25 and following, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." And then he asks her, "Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." So there's all this emphasis upon belief in this moment. But there's only so much that we can see and grasp. So Jesus is pointing them to the things that can only happen by faith. And she thinks that he's just talking about someday. You know, someday, yes, Lazarus will rise. But what Jesus is about to do is so good. Martha can't see it coming. She has no idea. And I think that's really important for us to take to mind and heart as we come to Jesus and as we're struggling in those places of unanswered prayer. "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" What he's pointing her to is faith. But faith in him. Remember, she didn't ask for Lazarus to be raised. She had no concept of that. And you've got to love that. We have some visitors come in. Bob and Pam, could you go ahead and take a moment for them. Come on in. It's all good. It's all good. We're so glad you felt up to making it. Yeah, we'll make room. We're just glad you're here. So Jesus is pointing them to the things that can only happen by faith. Again, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Would you take that verse for a moment and apply it to your life personally? What does that mean for you, for me? You know, the truth is, I don't really know. I don't really know the answer to that question any more than Martha knows at that moment what's about to happen. But what happens is that Jesus is pointing her not to faith in something. That's the mistake that we often make. You know, if I just believe hard enough in this thing, then it's going to happen. And that's not scriptural faith. Scriptural faith isn't in a thing. It's in a person. The person of Almighty God in Jesus Christ. Look again at what Jesus says. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put it forward. No, I'll put it here. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Whoever lives by believing in what? Me will never die. And then he says, do you believe this? So the message here is we just need to get to Jesus. To believe in him. To believe in his power and goodness. And as we do, he has ways of surprising us. We can learn something from Martha here. She keeps company with Jesus even when she's upset. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. She keeps walking with him to the tomb, right? And because she does, she sees something beautiful. We know what happens next. Lazarus is raised. I love that. Take off the grave clothes and let him go. You know, it almost makes you wonder. It's like Lazarus was dancing, you know? It's like, come on. Let him go. Let him go. But it's Jesus' prayer right before that, right before he calls Lazarus, that I'd like us to look at, because it teaches us something. Take a look. Then Jesus looked up to the Father and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. Here's the thing. Jesus has already talked to the Father about this, right? That's clear from this. He knows what's coming. It's already clear in his mind, not only what the Father will do, but why he will do it. And this is a lesson for us in prayer. Sometimes when we pray about something, God will give us a confidence. God will give us a gift of faith about what it is that he wants to do. But for that to happen, for us to get there, we have to get with him and look for him, to look for his way, his will, and not ours. And that takes time. Because often when we come to God with something, we want something to happen so much that there's so much noise and so much push, right? And we have to come into that place where we're saying, as Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, Lord, not my will, but yours. But Lord, here it is. What do you want to do? Where do we go from here? That's kind of what's happening with Martha, really. Lord, where do we go from here? Well, we're going to the tomb. Well, what's going to happen next? Oh, no, you don't want to do that. Don't open that. But she stays with him. And something happens. What he does for Lazarus is amazing here, but we're not going to focus on that. Let's not miss what he's doing for Mary and for Martha and for us. He is inviting us to believe, to walk into life with him where we see what only God can do. John writes this for our benefit. Let's look at it again. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me, lives by believing in me. That's an interesting way to put it, isn't it? Where he becomes the source of our life, where faith in him becomes the ground of our being, lives by believing in me, will never die. And then he asks, do you believe this? Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. And then a few verses later, they get into that moment of doubt. And it's this, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? And I look at that. I'm challenged by it. Because I want to believe and look for what only God can do. Oh, I want to see that in this world we live in. I want to see it in my family's life. I want to see that in the life of that child that I'm praying for. I don't want to give up hope just because I'm personally discouraged about something. I just need to get with Jesus. Because if I keep coming to him, if I believe, you know, this is a great verse to pray. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. But again, the emphasis is on believing in him. So we get with him. We go to him. We rest in him. We find his peace and his help. And then he shows us where to go from there. And wherever he leads us, it's good. Because he's in it. And sometimes he has ways of leading us to places we never would have got to. We never would have seen his faithfulness if we hadn't gone through the fire. But when we get to it, we realize he really is what matters. Lives by believing in me. I think the lesson Martha shows us here is we need to go with him in the moment, to be with him, even when the miracles we long for don't come the way we want. He will show us, he will comfort us, he will lead us. He is greater still, and he is what we long for most of all. You know, Martha looked for a healing, didn't get it. What she got was a resurrection. Her faith was limited. Remember, Mary chose what is better. But on this day, Martha got so much more than she ever thought possible, just because she stayed close to Jesus. I want to do that. Don't you? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Let's pray. Oh Lord, let these words light up in our minds. Let them shine into our hearts and help us to walk from this place. Lord, you alone can show us what we need to believe for, but let our belief be in you. You are good, and we have seen your goodness, and we long to see more of you. So we look for you. Oh, we look for you. Give us faith. Increase our faith. But we affirm right now, no matter what we're going through, you are good. And you are greater than anything we face. So, Lord, we don't want to just get through it. We want to walk with you into new places. We want what Martha saw. Something only you can do. You must define that for each of us. Only you can. But, oh Lord, we believe and we look forward to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand.